Name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today is May 21st, year 2009, Ascension Thursday. Christ is truly ascended into heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And don't let the Jews lie to you. He truly has ascended into heaven. All right. Now, as always, just want to make one mention. Now, Christ, when he went up into heaven, that was the end of his earthly mission. And he did his time already to redeem mankind. And now it's our job to take up the cross and follow Jesus, as he said in Mark 8:34. If any man will follow me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. And he says in Luke 14:27, if any man does not take up his cross and come after me, he cannot be my disciple. So the only way you can get through this world and gain salvation is by going through the gauntlet. You know, when we watched with the Indians, they used to have that thing where they used to, when you go through a gauntlet, and they would smack you and hit you with clubs, and they would smack you over the head and punch you and spit on you, and you would go down the gauntlet. This whole world is a gauntlet. You're born into the gauntlet. The whole world is a gauntlet. Now, if you're not being sufficiently crucified or tested, that means you're not carrying your cross. You're trying to run from your cross. And anybody that runs from his cross is going to run into other crosses, and he's not going to be able to bear them. They're going to be crosses sent from the devil that, and without the grace of God, and he's going to cave down under them and give in to temptations and end up in hell. So either way, you're going to suffer. Even people that aren't carrying their crosses the way Catholics are, they're suffering too. So why not suffer for Christ and get the benefit of eternal salvation? So this is our time to take up the cross and to go through what Christ did, to imitate Christ so that we can go out there and offer salvation to mankind, because that's our job. That's the job of the Catholic Church and Catholics, is to present the gospel to the world. Christ already did his time. The Blessed Mother already did her time. And she was assumed into heaven. The apostles died and they went to heaven. It's now our time. And that means we have to deny ourselves, take up the cross, and follow Christ. And what does that mean if we're not preparing ourselves for persecution? Our Lord, I think St. Paul even said that in 2 Timothy or 1 Timothy 3:12, all that shall live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. So if you're not willing to take up the cross and leave obstinately sinful family members and give up certain things that you think you need, these excessive luxuries, and not be willing to go out there and give everything up for God, at least be willing to do that, then you're not worthy of the kingdom. And you're not going to, and like St. Paul says, you're not going to be worthy of the resurrection either. If you don't die with Christ in this world, you're not going to rise with him. And you're not going to ascend into heaven, and you're not going to be in the new earth to come. Right, today, what we do, we're keeping in sequence with these sermons. One of the biggest things we have to do, which our Lord says in Proverbs 21:12, the just man considers seriously the house of the wicked, that he may withdraw the wicked man from his evil ways and enlighten the people that are deceived by him. But the best way to make reparation for blasphemies is first by prayers, sacrifices, and penances, and learning your faith. But also, equal to that, is professing your faith. Because doesn't it do any good to do all those other things, but then you're not speaking out against the blasphemies, the apostasies, the heresies, the idolatries in the world today. Or if you're not speaking out about them sufficiently for fear of human respect, because you don't want to lose the few people that are following you, or your little comforts that you have in the world, so you keep your mouth shut. That's not carrying your cross. That's denying Christ. And you deny Christ when you don't confess him the way you should. You have to be able to confess the full deposit of faith, which means when blasphemies take place, you got to expose it, you got to condemn them, you got to denounce them with the utmost power of your strength, and show people that these things are evil and call them to conversion. Now we're going to go on. This was something I didn't know took place in the Lenten season of 2007. I just was sent this article by Brother Phil McCabe. Just gave me this article, and he got a hold of it. And it was written by a Protestant. Her name is Harmony Grant, and I think she's related to Ted Pike. He's the one that did The Other Israel. We're in contact with him back and forth, trying to convert him. He's a Protestant, and she's a Protestant too, and they're on the road to hell because they're not in the true church, but they have some goodwill, I believe, at least, because they're not afraid to expose the Jews. And I'll always say this, even the people that are listening to my sermon right now, which 99.99% of them aren't Catholic, if as long as you're not cowards and you're not afraid to speak the truth and you're humble, you'll ultimately end up with us. And you'll come into the church before you die and you'll be saved. But if that doesn't happen, then you're not ultimately of goodwill and you're going to end up in hell. Well, Ted Pike does expose the Jews. And this particular article that she was writing had to do with a blasphemous TV show I didn't know about that took place during that Lenten season in 2007. And the show was called The Lost Tomb of Jesus. And it was full of all kinds of blasphemies that are found in the Talmud. And they were supporting those blasphemies. And the article says it quite well. So I'm going to read from the article and comment. And just before I go into it, I'll make one extra point. It's going to show you also how this applies to what we're talking about. My last sermon had to do with two sermons ago with George Galloway and what went on there with Canada. how they were abandoning him for supporting the Hamas party. When he was not supporting a party, he was supporting the Palestinians. And they told him he's not allowed to go into Canada. But also in Canada, you're not allowed to talk out against the Jews. It's under their hate crime law. Anybody who talks against any religious group or any type of persons hatefully or in a demeaning manner is called a hate crime. So you can't even talk out against homosexuals in Canada. If you condemn the homosexuals, they're going to ban you. They're going to take away your TV station if you have one. They're going to ban your newspaper articles. And they'll even lock you up in jail if you talk against homos or feminists or Jews. Jews is a big one too. If you talk against the Jews, they're going to shut you down. But this blasphemous show about Jesus, which blasphemed everything that we believe in, was aired, guess where, in Canada. So she titles her article here, Defame Jesus, Win Awards, Criticize Jews, and Go to Jail. Now, I keep in mind, I offer this sermon especially up for her too, for her conversion and her, I don't know if she's the daughter of Ted Pike or not, but they're on the top of our prayer list for converting these people. But nevertheless, she did a good job on this particular article here, which speaks for itself, and it relates to what was going on with Galloway and how you can see the hypocrisy of what's going on here. They're very concerned about him giving money to Palestinians who are wounded and helping them bury their dead and helping them live in decent housing and sort of banning them from Canada. And they tell you can't talk against homos or you get banned, but criticize Jesus? They're broadcasting that all over Canada. So here we go. Last Easter, NBC gave airtime to Freemason and Christ basher Michael Badgian, whose work helped inspire the Da Vinci Code. This year, elite media fires another Lenten missile at Christians at the start of the 40-day period before the resurrection of our Lord. On Sunday, the Discovery Channel aired The Lost Tomb of Jesus, followed by a roundtable discussion led by no less than Ted Koppel. The quote-unquote documentary was also shown on Channel 8 in Israel. Of course, they loved it, I'm sure. Created by a religious Jew, Simcha Jacobovici. It argues for the Talmud's vengeful myth that Christ was not bodily resurrected and that he had a sex partner and a child. That's what that whole thing was about. You know what I mean? Now, I didn't know about this, so I want to read it to the brothers. See, I want to read it to the people out there who's listening to me right now to understand what's going on here, you see? And what qualifies for hate and what doesn't, right? Oh, you're insulting the Jewish religious sensibilities by saying they're sons of the devil because of their beliefs. Oh, but you can say all this about Christ, huh? The film's attack on the Christian faith has been denounced by serious scholars and archaeologists, including Professor Amos Kloner, who oversaw the tomb's original 1980 dig and says the supposed quote-unquote new evidence that the tomb was Christ is quote-unquote not serious. See Brent Bozell, What Bones of Jesus, February 28th. The work was called a publicity stunt by one of America's foremost archaeologists, William Deaver, in the Washington Post, February 28th. Despite this, the film got a glowing review from ABC Today Show, which also oohed and aahed over the Da Vinci Code last year, another Antichrist film that and book heavily promoted by the Jews. Now, what she's saying is, after they came out and showed this was a complete phony, they still aired it. They continued to air it. It's what they do with the evolution hoax thing. After they find out that the guy lied about this pelt-down man, that it was a big phony, and it was even put in the New York Times that it was a phony, and the guy before he died said it was a phony. It was all a rig. He took a human jawbone or vice versa and hooked it up to an ape head. And they found out, and the guy came out and said it was a phony. And they still teach it. This thing is the plot of the Antichrist to discredit Jesus. In spite of this, NBC puts this thing on TV, right? Jewish New York Times writer Laurie Goldstein wrote, quote, in recent years, audiences have demonstrated a voracious appetite for books, movies, and magazines that reassess the life and times of Jesus. And there was already a book timed to coincide with this documentary, end quote, February 27th. This is what we said is necessary for the Antichrist to do. He has to discredit the true Jesus Christ because they think he's the true Jesus Christ. They think he's the true Christ. So the true Jesus Christ has to be discredited, and this is what's happening before our very eyes. And people are eating up this stuff. Eating this stuff up, and they're running away from Christ. You know why? Because they love the world. The Antichrist is going to offer them more. They're this close from totally... Anybody who does this stuff already repudiated Christ, totally. You're not even professing belief in any type of a Messiah here. You're actually blaspheming Christ if you're already looking at these types of movies and stuff. But even this week, we're just looking at this one guy who grew up as an evangelical Christian, so-called Christian. We know Protestants aren't true Christians, by the way. Just always make that. Only Catholics are true Christians. But he grew up as an evangelical, and his parents and all that, and his mother was a Jew, and he's not sure if his father's a Jew, so he thinks he's racially Jewish, but Jew, and he evidently he wanted to side with his race as a Jew, so he wanted to become a Talmudic Jew. Eventually he did. He converted into Talmudic Judaism. But to make a long story short, as soon as he decided to give up, and I'm saying, I don't know which is lesser of either, they're both evil. So evangelicalism is just as evil. So don't think that there's any difference between the two of them. So he's already in a false religion, he just hopped into another one. And so he picked up Talmudic Judaism and gave up even his self-professed belief in Christianity altogether. And then as soon as he did that, he discovered a tremendous amount of oil in Texas. And he became very rich. And soon after that, his family was first against him because they were all so-called Christians. They were all against him. Even the woman he was going to marry was against him. But it didn't take him too long after he discovered that oil well and spoke to them a few times. He converted them all away from their evangelical false religion and brought them into Talmud Judaism, and they're living in Jerusalem now. This is a picture of what's going to happen to a lot of people, almost everybody, when Antichrist comes to power. All these Christian Zionists are going to totally repudiate Jesus Christ altogether. Even though we know they don't believe in the true Christ, they're going to even repudiate the false Christ that they profess to believe in, and they're going to go running after the Jewish Antichrist. That's what all these films are. And you got to ask yourself, how are these films being broadcast over the major networks, NBC? That George Galloway affair that took place wasn't broadcast anywhere, you know? And how is it, wait till we go on, and you're going to find out that these things are allowed in Canada. Now, the article goes on to say, is it really audiences who demonstrate this voracious appetite or Jewish media elite? I say it has to do with both. It's not just the Jewish elite, it's the audience too. And then one encourages the other. Martin Scorsese, who directed the blasphemous Last Temptation of Christ, produced by Jewish-owned MCA, just won an Academy Award. NBC promoted the Christophobic Book of Daniel, but had to cancel. I guess their audience didn't share their appetite. Compare the reception of Jacoby Vici's attack on Christianity with the recent book of another Jew, Ariel Toaff, about the blood libel in the Middle Ages. Toaff's book, which suggested medieval Jews might not always have been guiltless victims, was so hotly attacked it was recalled within a week. Because he was actually saying Jews probably earned a lot of that. They really were guilty. So that was recalled. You were not allowed to do that. Jewish elite refused to even consider the historical evidence of Toaff's work. But a production that damages Jesus' reputation, in that case, facts are petty details. The New York Times TV review of Lost Tomb hailed this laughable evidence as so earth-shaking it could someday lead the Discovery Channel to wish it had left the Talpoint tomb unfound. In other words, you're trying to say this was the great revelation of all time. Discovery Channel, they did it. They found out Christ was a phony, you know. That's like that stupid little monster. Just this week they came up with this little creature, ugly looking little creature, looked like a little chihuahua. It was on TV and they said, this proves evolution now. This is one of our missing links. They're always trying something, you know. And it's the goofiest. It's just utterly goofy. That proves it. They make outrageous statements backed by no facts and people swallow it because they're worthy of being deceived. I remember that one verse, I think it's Jeremiah 5:31. It says, the prophets prophesied lies, the priests clapped their hands, and my people loved such things. So they love lies. They want to be lied to. They don't want to believe in the true Jesus because they're going to have to obey all the commandments. Lost Tomb director Jacoby Vici is an Orthodox Jew born in Israel. He previously created the highly questionable Exodus Decoded in 2006 and Discovery Channel's 2002 documentary Ossuary of James, which was declared a forgery the next year. That's the one that had James and Joseph, the brothers and all that. That was another forgery. How come you keep letting these people... Look, if you catch a guy robbing from you and then you chastise him and he robs again, you're going to continue to trust that guy? Are you going to continue to listen to that guy? Let alone give him a major network show and put it on TV? Continue to support these people? Liars are in power. Remember our Lord said the Jew's father is the devil who's a liar and the father of the lie? And not just the Jew. Everybody who's not with Christ is a liar even. But there are even some of the worst liars. I don't think even your worst pagan societies lied like you're seeing today. All men lie. Most all men lie. Our Lord says that. But today is of epic proportions. And the fact that you let this person go out there and continue to do this... Now, you'd think an individual with such disregard for truth and such a hardened agenda to attack Christianity would not be mainstream in a religion of tolerance, as Judaism is declared to be. But Forward says he made a name for himself as a Jewish leader in Canada, as a student activist, and later as president of the International Congress of the World Union of Jewish Students. This was reported by Rebecca Spence on March 2nd. Canada censors Christians, but airs Christ bashers. It's notable that Jacobovici, although born in Israel, calls Canada his home. Section 319 of the Canada's federal hate law, the Human Rights Act, makes it a crime to publicly incite hatred or willfully promote hatred of any identifiable group. Section 13.1 bans communication, including online, of messages that are likely to expose a person to hatred or contempt on the basis of race, national or ethnic origin, color, religion, age, sex, sexual orientation, etc. Of course, we know as Catholics, we can never go for something like that because we have to go against false religions. Well, if they're going to be consistent, then how come you're allowing Christ deniers to bash Christ and blaspheme Him in Canada on your major networks? Because this thing was filmed in Canada. All right? So what about everybody that says they believe in Jesus? He's the Messiah and the Son of God, right? And that Mary was a virgin, ever virgin. And that He died and rose from the dead. And that He ascended into heaven. What about that? What about bashing that? You see what's going on here? The hypocrisy? What's going on here? Under hate laws, Canadian Christians have been heavily fined for publicly quoting scriptures against homosexuality and refusing to cooperate with the militant gay agenda. In May 2002, the Canadian Broadcast Standard Council found Dr. Laura Schlesinger guilty of abusive discrimination for her censoring words against homosexuality and demanded that she be taken off the air in Canada. Stations which continue to air Dr. Laura would be brought before the CBSC and potentially lose their broadcast license. Dr. James Dobson has been repeatedly censured and warned by CBSC. In a ruling several years ago, CBSC said Dobson was sufficiently rehabilitated to be allowed to continue broadcasting in Canada, but Focus on the Family Canada must carefully screen each Dobson's program to see if it contains criticism of homosexuality. If so, it is replaced with a prior hate-free program. So the only reason he's allowed to broadcast in Canada is because he promised to allow them to censure his work. So anytime he comes out and quotes a biblical passage where God condemns homosexuality, he says it's an abomination, like St. Paul says in Romans chapter 1, that it's an abomination that man should lay with man, all right? That this is a filthy, disgusting thing. In the Old Covenant, you would even be stoned to death because of it. And it's even worthy of death in the New Covenant if you don't repent. All right, so here it is. You're not even allowed to talk out against that in Canada, and they're defending these homosexuals. All right, is Jacobovici's? And just as a side note, and to get to show you, I've always been telling the people out that these democracies are even worse than these communist countries or these countries that used to be communist, at least even Russia. For instance, just now, recently, Russia, they tried to have a gay parade, a homosexual parade in Moscow, and Putin banned it, and he says you're never going to have no homosexual parade in Russia here. This is an abomination. It's immoral. It's going to degrade the whole society. The Russian Orthodox Church rose up against it. And we're even beating these homosexuals that were coming out in public. And they're all against it. So, I mean, these guys, bad as they are better than the democracies. And it's a scandal because you got the Russian Orthodox standing up against us, and these are schismatics and heretics that are going to go to hell. But the so-called nominal Catholics and the Vatican II Church and the traditionalists are a bunch of effeminate fags for not saying anything. They're not coming out sufficiently hard enough against the homosexuals. No, they're not. They even yell at me for being so hard against them. I'm not hard enough against them. They're all going to end up in hell. This sin is an abomination. And you don't hear these nominal Catholics saying anything. It's a scandal. It would lend a good-willed person, more or less, at least temporarily, to be deceived and go to the Russian Orthodox. Because at least, when it comes to the natural law, they're not letting homos prance around all over the streets in Moscow. And that's why I tell you, I'd rather have the Russians and the Chinese over here than these bastards in these democracies. Americanism and liberalism is the most worst type of stuff you've ever seen. It's the greatest of all the evils. They're lesser evil. I'm not saying they're good right now. They're still evil, but they're a lot lesser evil. A lot lesser than what you're looking at here in these democracies. You can even talk out against the homos and say God condemns homos in Canada without getting in trouble, right? It says, is Jacobovici's shameless attack on Christian orthodoxy also censored in Canada for inspiring contempt for an identifiable group, Christians? Vision TV aired Lost Tomb in Canada on March 6th. They put it all over their network, the blasphemies against Christ. The Canadian Jewish Congress and federal thought police were not offended. Of course they weren't. And the people sit back and let it happen. Really, if you had even like 15% of the people sufficiently angry at this stuff, you can bull rush the place where the leaders are and overthrow, have a coup, overthrow the government. You really could. They still worry about those things. If you got enough people angry at this stuff, you can make a ruckus. Where is the righteous indignation at stuff like this? That's why people deserve what they get. Look what's going on in Moscow now. Why they don't have the faggot parade. Because most of your Russians are standing up against it. So there's some hope there. Here you got homosexuals getting married now. They're actually passing laws that they can so-called get married. What do you think is going to happen to this country? I always used to tell people that even if you don't believe we're living in the end times, do you believe what happened with Sodom and Gomorrah? And why that happened? Who do you think? You're going to escape? And God's going to use the Russians and Chinese to come in here. Chinese here and Russia, South America. God's going to use them to punish these greater evils of this harlot, this country, and all your democracies. Oh, okay, so in other words, only some people and viewpoints enjoy the attack dog protection of the Anti-Defamation League, their anti-hate laws, or Jewish-dominated Western media. Traditionalists who present a conservative biblical stance on homosexuality or who express criticism of things Jewish are shunned, censored, and ultimately made criminals in Canada, Australia, and much of Europe. Look what just happened to Galloway. And what he did didn't even have to do with a religious issue directly. It had to do with the humanity issue about human aid to the Palestinians. But it was religious indirectly because he was attacking Zionism. And Zionism is a religious movement. The religious movement that is bringing Antichrist to power. And what did they do to him? He's silenced too in Canada. All right? But you can broadcast this stuff against Christ, and that's not hate. That's okay. The Jews are even loving this stuff when they look at it. Any pastor in these countries who forcefully reads from Scripture and teaches that the Jewish leaders had Christ crucified is in danger of indictment for inciting hatred and contempt against Jews. The same is true for anyone who publicly reveals the hidden anti-Christian, anti-Gentile teachings of modern Judaism's most sacred literature, the Talmud and Kabbalah. And it's not just modern. I guess what you mean since the New Covenant era, possibly, it's always been that way. Their Talmud and their Kabbalah is diabolical. Canada's massive Jewish-owned conglomerate of radio, TV, newspapers, and publishing, CanWest Global, boldly forbids any criticism of the State of Israel or matters Jewish. Don't say nothing about Israel. Don't say nothing about the Talmud. Don't say nothing about the Jews. But there's one Jew you can say something about. One Jew. Jesus Christ. Now how come they don't get him under anti-Semitism? He was a Jew. And Mary. He's the Jew you can criticize. And us Jews that are, I'm a Jew, they're going to criticize me, a Catholic Jew. You know, so is it about race? No, it isn't. It's about religious beliefs. All right? These guys are hypocrites. You're just looking at the hypocrisy here. Meanwhile, through Western media, Christianity is exposed to a glut of scathing books and debunking films, and Christians are supposed to just take it. Lost Tomb is hardly news. It's just the latest minor skirmish in a millennial-old battle between the Judaic spirit and Jesus Christ, a battle whose beginning was recorded in the book of Acts when Jewish leaders did their very best to stamp out Christianity at its very dawn. And they have, and they're continuing. They haven't stopped. And the minute they get to power, they're even doing it when they're in the ghettos. They're doing whatever you give the Jew to go against Christ, he's going to take it. And that's why the Catholic Church so wisely told them, you can never let these people in positions of authority. And not just Jews, even Protestants. The Catholic Church knew to preserve the true faith, which is Catholicism, you have to ban any other religious person or group from ascending power in a Catholic state to preserve its Catholic character and to help keep the people save their souls and to help people from falling away from the Church and to help convert people. So it's always been a battle. Now, Jews are always at the forefront of these attack. I like to even tell this Protestant who's writing this article here. She's got to realize the Jews are the ones that are behind every Protestant movement that attacks the Catholic Church. The very people that are attacking Christ now that she's seeing attack the Crusades, attack the conquistadors. Things that she may not agree with, but she should. Because she's not sufficiently humble yet. She has to understand, get rid of her own pride, that you need to be under the yoke of a single ruler. The papacy and the church. There has to be an inquisition to preserve Catholicism. There has to be a conquistadors to quell the most savage natives, Indians, so you can convert the more passive ones. There has to be a crusade to fight against the most savage people that are attacking Christ. There needs to be these things. This is an extension, really, of an attack against Catholicism. The Protestants are angry at it because some of their beliefs are getting dragged into it, but ultimately they're part of the problem. they have to realize, if they just do a little bit of history, that Jews are the first ones to support Luther and Calvin. They didn't say Calvin was a Jew, I think, but they definitely supported him. Any movement that went against the Catholic Church, the Jew was in the forefront. This is this little call to conversion to her. And I want to tell you and warn them, don't listen to the Vatican II Church. That's not the Catholic Church, or these nominal Catholics that call themselves Catholics. They're a sham and they're embarrassed. This is what the shame is of the thing. How are you going to convert goodwill people if they're not hearing the true Catholic faith? And that's why the biggest curse we've had all these years is the Amos curse, where God has not had the true faith being preached for years until now. And we're preaching it, we're the only ones preaching it from one source. Just like John the Baptist when he preached it out of the desert. Just like the apostles when it was preached and they were waiting Pentecost Sunday and he came out of the cenacle and it came from one source. That's where the Catholic faith is right now, folks. It's nowhere else. You know, a lot of people are going to get lured maybe for a while to go into some of these other groups like the Russian Orthodox and conservative Protestant groups because they're preaching some truth, but they don't have a full package. This is one of the biggest curses, that the people that call themselves Catholic today are probably the most evil, worst people in the whole world. And it's attacking the reputation of the true Catholic Church and the true Catholic God. Just like the Jews did in the Old Testament and the Old Covenant era. They really gave the God of Israel a bad name when they started worshiping idols, started fornicating, passing their children through the fire and doing all kinds of filthy things. And had the nerve to still appeal to the God of Israel. Okay? But you see what's going on here. The ultimate attack really is against the Catholic Church. You know, and if you're going to admit that this stuff is unjust, then you better go back and, as Protestants, understand that all these things that the church were doing, that's this, these Vatican II churches now apologizing for, were very good and useful things, very necessary things. Censorship, domination of Catholicism in the state to make sure none of these freaks and none of these can come to power. Democracy doesn't do it. If these people think you can have a democracy and at the same time have true Christianity, which is only Catholicism, you're fooling yourself. You can't. Now, huh? Oh, she's Ted Pike's niece. That's what she's his niece. The Jewish leaders responsible for the crucifixion hated Christ's challenge to their authority, an authority built on a dead religious rituals, black magic, and Jewish supremacy. Today, the Pharisees' legacy remains. Judaism throughout the last 2,000 years has struggled against St. Paul's revelation, the spiritual unity of Jews and Gentiles in Christ, which is his Catholic Church. Today, the State of Israel is the prime symbol and concentration of the Judaic spirit in the world. It is filled with ruthless racism, empty religious rituals. The Sanhedrin in Jerusalem are even now seeking to reinstate animal sacrifices, the love of the Kabbalah and black magic. Yeah, because they're going by the Old Covenant still. They don't believe the Messiah came yet. This is the legacy of Judaism's 16,000-year sojourn in Babylon, the occult center of antiquity. It's nothing more, like I said, and lies people know, it's a religion of witchcraft and warlocks. The United States Jewish media elite routinely produced and publicized books and films glorifying the Talmudic mythologies of Jesus' non-resurrection or sexual relationships with Mary Magdalene. Jewish activists also advanced the evil work of the Jewish Anti-Defamation League and B'nai B'rith, which works aggressively to bind the USA with the same anti-hate laws that censor Christianity in Canada while allowing the malignant screeds of men like Jacobovici. Or anyway, there. That's just this is something I didn't know would happen, and she covered the facts of that thing very well as far as what happened. So you understand what's going on here. It fits in with what happened with just Galloway now even, where they're banning him for giving humanitarian aid to the Palestinians. And just remember, the central thing is this. Anything that attacks apostate Jews or Zionism is verboten. Because that tells you that the ultimate people in power right now even, and I believe the Antichrist is even alive right now. He's just working in the background. But he's of one mind. The same things are being banned throughout almost all these democracies at least. He doesn't have control over some of the Arab nations. He has trouble with them. That's why he wants to quell them. And he has trouble with Russia and China and a few of these other places. He's not sufficiently able to conquer them neither. Although he's going to use Russia and China to come in and conquer the United States and South America, because Israel doesn't have sufficient troops to do that. And they're going to use them for that purpose. But in the end, Russia and China are not going to completely go along with the Antichrist. But the point is, everything today that you see is directed towards that. And not just the Jews, it's anything that's immoral even, because the Satan's behind it. Homosexuality, feminism, these thieves that are robbing people and these corporate things and they're getting slapped on the wrist or they're not even going to jail. And they're bailing out these banks and these mortgage companies that are doing illegal activities, really, stealing from people. They're bailing them out. So the criminals are running roughshod. Anybody who wants to come out and say something to defend the natural law and condemn things that God has condemned is going to be vilified. Especially when it comes to Christ. He's, you can go on here and say anything you want about Christ, but you better not talk about homosexuals and you better not talk about Jews. So people better keep your eyes open and see what's going on. I think you got the Vatican II Church. All right, making a deal with these people. They got the B'nai B'rith. JP2 was always meeting with these people in the ADL. They came into the Vatican and they were like buddy buddies. Look at what the Rat Man just did in Israel. These people have an infernal hatred against Jesus Christ, and he's buddying up to them. He's not even going over. If he went over there, he can't even go over there, as I said, because no pope's allowed to go into Israel. No true pope. And if a true pope did do that, that'd be like an act of apostasy. You could even claim that he should lose his office for that, for supporting these people. Anyway, this is just some more stuff that you see what's happening. This is one of the things I missed that took place in March 4th, 2007. Name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
This recording was produced by Mary's Little Remnant, 302 East Joffrey Street, Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, 87901-2878, and can be accessed on my website at www.johnthebaptist.us.